WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. On social media, President Trump says the USA is the hottest and most respected country anywhere in the world. He's marking 6 months in office today, but ABC's Selena Wang says he's also dealing with criticism from many of his supporters.
President Trump trying to put the Jeffrey Epstein firestorm behind him, but admits his administration's attempt to unseal the grand jury records related to the convicted sex offender may not be enough. Trump writing on social media, even if the court gave its full and unwavering approval, nothing will be good enough for the troublemakers and radical left lunatics making the request. It will always be more, more, more.
Number of people still missing from the July 4th flooding in Kerr County, Texas, has been revised to 3 from nearly 100 after many of those were accounted for. Those floods killed more than 130 people. And one person still critical after the person rammed a vehicle through a crowd outside of a club in Los Angeles early Saturday. This is ABC News.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Charlie Pittman. A nonprofit in northeastern Wisconsin serves people with major disabilities, but it's getting mixed messages from lawmakers on whether the families it serves will be impacted by federal Medicaid cuts. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection reports.
The nonprofit CP serves about 200 people in northeast Wisconsin that have complex physical or developmental disabilities, nearly all of whom use Medicaid to pay for their services. Julie Tesloff is the director of adult day services and says about 75% of clients are in wheelchairs and unable to reposition themselves. She explains the exercise program CP offers is crucial to prevent patients from developing pressure sores.
A sore on the butt costs a lot of money. It's like anywhere from $30,000 to $150,000. And once one of our clients has a pressure sore, it stays with them for a long time.
She says their program focuses on functional skills training using adaptable equipment funded through grants and community support. Tesloff says most of their clients are deemed to have a level of disability that could place them in a nursing home, and most are poor. About half live with their parents, who she says can easily experience burnout. She explains the day services provide respite for these caregivers and prevent costly nursing home placements for clients. Starting December of 2026, most Medicaid recipients will be required to complete at least 80 hours per month of work, schooling, or community service to retain coverage. There are exceptions, but it's not clear if they will apply to people caring for an adult with a disability. John Syndergaard, executive director at CP, says lawmakers have assured them that their clients won't be impacted.
But then in the next breath, they're all telling us that they can't necessarily be certain about that because they don't know the details. And in many cases, it's sobering to say that they haven't even worked their way through all of the legislation yet.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Another win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beating the Dodgers again. 8-7 last night in Los Angeles. Milwaukee now with a 9-game winning streak. Now, the Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani hit his 33rd homer of the year. He leads the National League. But the Brewers kept coming back. They're now 5-0 against the defending World Series champions after that 3-game sweep in Milwaukee before the All-Star break. Although Freddy Peralta won his 7th straight start, he wasn't particularly sharp, giving up 4 runs and 5 hits in 5 innings pitched. But the Brewers tacked on some insurance runs to maintain the lead. Right fielder Isaac Collins with a 363-foot homer over the short right field wall in the 4th inning. Caleb Durbin with an RBI double in the 6th. Then Joey Ortiz with a home run to round things out. So again, the final, the Brewers 8-7 over the Dodgers last night. Game 3 of the series wrapping up this afternoon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine today in upper 70s, light east winds. Just a few clouds around in the overnight with lows dropping to the upper 50s. On Monday, partly cloudy, could have a couple of showers. Otherwise, highs will top out in the upper 70s. Rain chances better Tuesday. Currently 56 degrees.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. On the table. Kaylee High from Stanley Boyd High School. What's the line of birds?
So this is Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes. Yeah,
really?
Pretty much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time after a massage, a chiropractor appointment, and some sleep. We'll be back with regular programming from Madison on Monday. Join us then.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Back we are, the music of the stars. How many songs can you think of about August? No, me neither. Oh, wait. There's one here. It was written just for Julie London because nobody ever wrote a song about August. Oh, June, oh, December, even January, a couple. But August?
I belong to the man of the month club, and here it is the end of July. It's just about time for August to come hot footing it by. You can bet that I'm 12 times as happy as gals with only one man a year. And now is the time for August to put my heart in high gear, and he can do it. Ooh, you ought to see him. With that baby, I'm here, your worries are over. Smile, and when we kiss, I know it won't be cold enough for winter for a long, long while. I belong to the man of the month club. This July was only so-so, but now that it's time for August, I've got 31 days to glow.
Music of the Star.
Matilda Brown told old King Tut, say, if you can't say rebob, just keep your big mouth shut, shouting, hey, Bob Rebob.
Hey, Bob Rebob.
Hey, Bob Rebob.
Hey, Bob Rebob.
Hey, Bob.
Reba.
Hey, Papa Reba.
Yes, your baby knows. Mama's on the chair, Papa's on the cot. Baby's on the floor, blowing his natural top, saying, hey, Papa Reba.
Hey, Papa Reba.
Hey, Papa Reba.
Hey, Papa Reba.
Hey, Papa Reba. Yes, my baby knows. Looking for the cat that took my baby from me, saying, hey, Baba Reba, hey, Baba Reba, hey, Baba Reba, yes, my baby knows. Now you've heard this song from start to end, now take the title once again, baby, hey, Baba Reba.
Yeah, that's Tex Beneke and tuned by Sturdivant's own Lionel Hampton.
So see if you can keep your feet still while you listen to the king of the vibraharp, the master of the drums with his all-time big record of Flying Home. It's Lionel Hampton. Lionel. Thank you.
What a frickin' life I have. I have so many things to be thankful for. So many. The first is having the chance to make music for you people. The second is, oh, thank you. I would like to thank the gentleman way back there for grabbing my ass like that.
This is Michael Bublé.
You know who you are, big boy.
That was Lionel Hampton, Flying Home.
Come fly with me. Let's fly, fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far L.A. Come on, fly with me. Let's fly away. Come on, fly with me. Let's float down to Peru. Starry eye. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You'll hear all the angels cheer, 'cause we're together weather-wise. Such a lovely day. Just say the word and beat those birds down Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. So come fly with me. Let's fly away. Pack up, come on and let's go and fly. So, once I get you up there where the air is so damn rarefied, we're gonna glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near that you might hear all the angels cheer. 'Cause it's such a lovely day, you just say the word and beat those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's too perfect for a flying honeymoon, oh babe. Come fly with me, let's fly, we'll fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Resto un vuoto se partirai, e so che partirai, ma non so cosa farò. Se tu, proprio tu, te ne andrai. Portami con te e sarò l'ombra dell'amore. Tesoro, portami con te e farò respiro, e se anche
Connie Francis, of course, that unmistakable song. The music of the stars on the air on Civic Media. We're all over the world at civicmedia.us. We'll do some unreleased Connie Francis records. That's Eric Coates with Salute the Soldier, and I wonder why we're not hearing more about the anniversary of the end of World War II, 80 years ago.
With the kind assistance of Paul and the boys, here's Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Ella Fitzgerald. And a Mildred Bailey favorite.
Thank you. I'd like to sing a song about a place I used to live in Southern California. It's called Van Nuys. I don't know if you people know how Van Nuys got its name, but I'd like to tell you about it because it's a very interesting historical sidelight. You see, many years ago when the first pioneers crossed the country in the covered wagons, they went all the way across. It took them months and months, and they finally got to the top of the Santa Monica Mountains. And when they got there, they looked down and they saw the beautiful blue Pacific Ocean. And between the ocean and the mountains was this magnificent green valley. And then the assistant chief pioneer turned to the chief pioneer and he said, "Oh, chief pioneer, what do you think of this magnificent green valley?" And the chief pioneer said, "Van Nuys." They asked me through the years why I shed these tears. I, of course, replied, "When you live in Van Nuys, smog gets in your eyes." I thought I'd play it wise, so I closed my eyes. But what do you suppose? When both my eyes I close, smog gets in my nose. I went to Price, an anti-smog device to fit behind my car. But all too quick, the smog became so thick, I could not find my car. 10 million cars provide carbon monoxide. If they'd all drive a horse, there'd be no smog, of course. But there'd be something worse.
Alan Sherman, but you knew that. Music of the Stars. Jerome Kern wrote that. Thank you. Big band from France right there. Big band Nazaré with Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, and that's Jerome Kern, obviously. Songs about eyes. Connie Francis. The Music of the Star.
Try to think that love's not around. Still, it's uncomfortably near. My old heart ain't gaining no ground because my angel eyes ain't here. Angel eyes that old devil sent. They glow unbearably bright. Need I say that my love's misspent, misspent with angel eyes? Because my angel eyes ain't here. Angel eyes that old devil sent. They glow unbearably bright. Need I say that my love's misspent, misspent with angel eyes tonight? So drink up, all you people. I mean, order anything that you see. Have fun, all you people. The drink and the laughs are on me. Pardon me, but I gotta run. The facts uncommonly clear. I gotta find who's now the number one and why my angel eyes ain't here. So drink up, all you people. I mean, order anything that you see. You slap happy people. The drink and the laughs are on me. Ah, oh, pardon me, but I gotta run. The facts uncommonly clear. I gotta find who's now the number one and why my angel eyes. Excuse me while I disappear. I'm on my way now to find my angel eyes.
Matt Dennis wrote that.
I'm gonna go now.
Frank had the big hit. Here's Connie again. Song about eyes. Here's looking at you.
He's making eyes at me. Ma, he's awfully nice to me. Ma, almost breaking my heart. I'm beside him. A mercy letter's conscience got him. Mommy, he wants to marry me. Be my honeybee. Every minute he gets bolder. Now he's leaning on my shoulder. Ma, he's kissing me. You see, I'm gonna weaken, mother.
I don't care what the weatherman says. When the weatherman says it's raining, you never hear me complaining. I'm certain the sun will shine. I don't care how the weather vane points. When the weather vane points to gloomy, it's got to be sunny to me. When your eyes look into mine, oh jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Oh gosh, all get up, how'd you get so lit up? Gosh, all get up, how'd you get that size? Oh golly gee, when you turn the heaters on, woe is me. Got to put my cheetahs on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how'd the hypnotize? Yes, where'd you get those eyes, gape? Where'd you get those eyes, satch? Where'd you get those eyes? Bop a do dee do 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 those eyes.
Henry Mancini with Here's Looking at You, Kid. Music of the Stars, the Civic Media Radio Network on the air. Salute to all our stations, all our affiliates. Good morning, Eau Claire, Wisconsin. WCFW. Who else out there likes Casablanca? How many times have you seen it? You know, there was a B-movie. Just to fill in, Warner Brothers decided to capitalize on the action in Morocco that month. Ronald Reagan was supposed to play the part. Yeah, we're going to do a history on that picture again. Not an anniversary. That happened last year. Music of the Star. Casablanca. And that iconic song. What was it again? Oh, yeah.
Remember the love song you used to play, the song that you played when I used to sing. Play it again, Sam, and then you would play it again. Sam, it's been a few years, Sam, but now and then I have a few drinks and remember when I'd sit here and ask you to play it again and again. Sam, the first time I heard it, I heard it with her. Sam, you remember how happy we were. Funny what memories that song seems to stir. So play it for me in her memory. I've nobody else but myself to blame for kidding myself, 'cause they're all the same. Should be a law for what her kind of dame does to men. Drink, be on my way. Only came in here to ask you to play it again and again and again and again and again. And again.
I can't remember it myself. I'm a little rusty on it.
I'll hum it for you. Sing it, Sam.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things are...
very first recording of that, Rudy Valley. Herman Hupfeld wrote it, 1931.
This day and age we're living in gives cause for apprehension with speed and new invention and things like third dimension, yet we get a trifle weary with Mr. Einstein's theory, so we must get down to earth at times, relax, relieve the tension, no matter what the progress or what may yet be proved. The simple facts of life are such, they cannot be removed. You must remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you, on that you can rely. No matter what the future brings as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date, hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate, that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
You must remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, the sigh is just a sigh. As time goes by, and when two lovers woo, they still say I love you, on that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Songs never out of date, hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate, that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Thank you.
That was Norman Luboff of Chicago. Leroy Anderson.
This day and age we're living in gives cause for apprehension, with speed and new invention and things like third dimension. Yet we get a trifle weary with Mr. Einstein's theory. So we must get down to earth at times, relax, relieve the tension. No matter what the progress or what may yet be proved, the simple facts of life are such they cannot be removed. You must remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you, on that you can't rely. No matter what the future brings as time goes by. My love songs never out of date, hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate, that no one can deny. Still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die.
Big Ben.
There's Connie, of course, and the music of the stars. More from Connie and some real rarities. The music of the stars. Civic Media Radio Network. Now stand by for CBS News. Rondell High Noon on Civic Media.
church bells will chime and
listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump continues to call on Republicans to move on from the controversy over how his administration handled information related to Jeffrey Epstein. He's ordered the Justice Department to seek the release of grand jury transcripts, but also said it would not be enough for troublemakers. As for those transcripts, Republican Congressman Tim Burchett of Tennessee tells ABC,
I want them released, but my warning is this. Let's make sure that we're not releasing the names of some of these who were then children, now adults, that were abused by this dirtbag, Epstein.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is putting restrictions on flights to the U.S. from Mexico. He's also threatening to end a partnership between Delta Airlines and Aeromexico. He says it's because Mexico's violated a trade agreement. Authorities in Kerr County, Texas, now say three people are still unaccounted for after the July 4th flooding. As of last week, the number missing was closer to 100. This is ABC News.